News Radio 1180 WHAF proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAF.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the chips in the PC. I am delighted to say that it is 25 after 12 on Saturday, the 13th of December, Anno Domini 2003, and you lucky people, you are listening to Soundbite and our regular...
Should we get up and do a happy dance? Because we're back on our normal
No, I've
time.
Seen you do a happy dance. No.
And no. We can now even see Rob Litton.
Rob Litton, ladies and gentlemen, is back on the Rob Cam. This is Soundbites, and I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Rob Linton. I have so missed saying that.
You know, I tell you, if I had to deal with any more football, I was about to kill myself. I was ready for it to be done.
And lo, it is done. So for a while, at least, we are back on at 12:25 p.m.
Till next October,
we hope that nothing else. Given the odd disaster or process, so that's what I'm saying. I hope nothing else.
Watch them start airing tennis or something like that, just to, you know, put it in
just
this
to pork
slot.
Us off. Yeah, yeah, sure, I understand that.
Water polo.
Water polo.
That's Captain Archer's favorite sport.
Thank you so much
from
for
the
sharing.
From the Enterprise.
I get that. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, I got it. I knew exactly.
Everything revolves around Star Trek.
No, actually it doesn't. I don't know if you knew that or not, but scientists have discovered that not, in fact, everything revolves around Star Trek. But we're going to go to the news now, and we'll start with Dave, since Steve can't find any Enterprise news feeds at the moment, so he's still looking.
All right, semantics seems to be on top of this one. It turns out that Microsoft Messaging Service, that's for you folks... Where if you want to send, say, a particular message within an office network, you know, you can sit there. It's more or less like inside IM, but it's not part of the IM system. It's just a messaging service that you can type a message or, you know, try to find out people's what's going on, and you can do it within internal network. Well, there's a new flaw out there that supposedly this, it's like the slammer worm. They can get into an individual network and then send out one pack and literally spread it over your whole network. And then from there, again, it can then spread out to other networks. So they're looking at this pretty seriously because the idiots don't have any free time. You know, they just want to sit there and mess up your system. So, again, you got to stay on top of the updates, folks, as far as Windows XP. If it comes from Windows or Microsoft, usually they will not send out emails.
Unless you have personally requested it.
You're right. You've personally got to request it. Now, with Windows XP, though, it will let you know that there are updates available, and they take you directly to the official Microsoft site saying that here's some recommended sites. Do those periodically when those show up, because it's through these patches that some of these holes that are, you know, these hackers are finding are getting fixed, and unless you stay current, you're opening your machine up along with, you know, stand top again of your virus programs and spyware programs. So,
all right, well, thank you. We're going to take a quick break now, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton. You need more R's in that.
Wait,
Rob Kim.
Nick, I got to tell you something. We just had somebody call up and said, "Can you ask him not to scream in the radio?" And I said, "Sir, turn the volume down."
I get so excited.
It's
to
okay.
Do
excitement is good.
All right.
That's too much for some people, apparently.
I'll put on my FM voice now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
This week, you can experience Lux Spa with RochesterForLess.com. Lux Spa on Moreau Ave offers a serene, nurturing environment that promotes health and wellness. Lux Spa provides the finest in skin and body care by using state-of-the-art biotechnology, the latest techniques, and the highest quality products available. Be sure and ask about the Lux Day at the Spa special, where you can receive a free pedicure. Experience Lux Spa on Moreau Ave for half the price this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Check out RochesterForLess.com for more details.
This year, Frontier can help you save two things that are in mighty short supply around the holidays: time and money. Sign up for their fastest internet access ever, Frontier Net DSL Max, at speeds up to 3 megs a second. Shop and game online, I am your buddies. Share photos and download video, all in a twinkling. It's just $29.95 a month for a whole year, and even less with Frontier Choices. Call 777-7-WEB to sign up. Some restrictions may apply.
If your hacking just won't stop, simply cough. If you're honking like a duck, simply cough. If the rest of you feel fine, but you're coughing all the time, and it's waking up your sister, simply cough.
Simply cough. From the makers of Children's Tylenol, it has only the medicine your child needs to make a cough simply disappear.
If your soda's all a tickle and you're really in a pickle, shed your hacking off a packing, simply cough.
Simply cough. Use as directed.
1180 WHAM, good afternoon. Delmonico at the Eastview Mall, Singular Wireless location, here until 1 o'clock. Hey, I want to tell you about the deals they have going on at Singular Wireless. Real quick, you can get a Sony Ericsson T226 color camera phone, only $19.99. Color camera phones are the hot gadget for holiday time. Also, or a Motorola T720i, only $49.99 after mail-in rebate. You need a two-year service agreement with either of those phones. It's a great deal, but they'll tell you more about them when you get down here. Also, we've been signing people up this morning to win a brand-new PlayStation 2. Your name's not in the box. Why not? Get down here and drop it in here before 5 o'clock tonight so that you can get in for this drawing. We've got Mona Lisa Smile movie passes to give away for our screening on Wednesday at the Regal Henrietta. And we have our Toys for Tots drop-off box here, collecting new unwrapped toys for the Toys for Tots campaign. Come down, do some shopping at Eastview Mall, and come by and see us. We're at the Singular Wireless location next to FYE, Joe LaMonico, and now back to Soundbite on WHAM.
My name is Troy, and I met my fiance on eHarmony.com.
My name is Tom, and I met my fiance Brenda on eHarmony.com.
My name is Jack, and I met my wife Jennifer on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the thousands of eHarmony matches. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
Hi, my name's Daniel, and I found my fiance Allison at eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alamon K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services. 50,000 watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And you're back listening to Soundbites. Before we... Oh,
you're back listening to Soundbites.
I'm not going to do that anymore.
Actually, before we get to another news story, I want to go back to the virus thing for a minute from Dave's. Someone asked me this week why people write viruses.
No life.
They have no life, and usually it's the ego thing of affecting someone. The news, the computer's taken down by this viruses. So maybe we should all just stop reporting it, and then they won't be able to stroke their ego.
That's a huge part of it. They say if we just stop reporting all this stuff, we'd be better off. And it's really, writing a virus is basically one step up from scrawling your name on a bridge.
Yeah.
You know, the most number of people who see it.
Although, yeah. See, now they get that new paint that they coat the bridges with, so they can sit there and spray their graffiti and come along with a power washer.
Wash it right off.
Washes right on off.
There you
probably
go.
Wouldn't want to wash the viruses out of your computer.
Not with a power washer, no. But somebody has come up with a product called Power Washer now. Yeah. Watch. We want our percentage, by the way.
There is Window Washer that cleans out your cookies and stuff.
Yeah, right. So do we have one more quick news story from you, Dave? Or not, Dave?
No.
Another flaw in IE.
Another flaw in IE, but we're done. Okay.
It's all related. I mean, you know, this along with the viruses, again, it's just keeping up with the patching.
Right. Well, there isn't going to be a patch, though. Microsoft has announced there are no new patches till the beginning of next year.
Which is only a couple weeks
away. Well, but the point is, you've got to live with this flaw for weeks. Or move over to
Mozilla. I did look over to this other one, but I was more concerned about that other one, the scam in that, because they're going over there, you know, getting on a network, especially if people aren't doing the patches. A number of folks, just in the past couple of weeks, that I've run into, I haven't gotten around to it. One lady's had her machine about 8 months now, has never done any of the patches. And then she wound up with that MS Blast.
Yep.
Wondering why she got that. Well, I never got around to it. Well, duh.
Well, then the virus writers are ahead of you.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly.
You lose, they win.
Oh, she also had the class on there. But I ran my virus program every day. Well, yeah, but it hasn't been updated since last year.
Yeah, right.
What was it? 681 pieces of spyware. So,
yep. Yep.
Again, keep up with the updates.
Absolutely. Dave? No, you'll be Dave.
I'm
Steve?
Dave Ethan.
Well, Apple announced this week that the iTunes Music Store has sold over 20 million songs in less than the 7 months it's been available. It's a huge success in terms of the rest of the industry, and it's spawning copycats from Dell and Microsoft, and Napster 2.0 is out now. One of the things that they're saying is that about 45% of the songs were purchased as an album. Rather than an individual song, and that rebuts one of the big arguments that a lot of artists have said who don't want to make their music available online, that they don't want to break up the album format. You know, it's a collection of music,
right,
it's not
right,
just a
right.
song. So almost half...
Except 90% of the songs on most albums suck.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So almost half the people are buying the entire album instead of single songs. They're also, what's interesting is that 81% of the 400,000 songs on the library have been purchased at least once. So they're seeing very balanced purchases across the entire catalog. So they've pretty well picked out the most popular songs available. The biggest thing they announced a couple months ago with the Windows version of iTunes is that they've added more than 2,000 independent music labels. You know, the first few months were just the big five labels.
Right.
And now that they've got the independent labels added. They also hope they're going to really increase their sales teaming up with Pepsi in February at the Super Bowl. Pepsi is going to be giving away 100 million songs. 300 million Pepsi products are going to be released with special caps on them, and one in three will be a winner of a song. So Apple's really going to be pushing the songs. And there's rumors flying. I'm not sure how true they are yet because no one's actually commented, that McDonald's is going to start a promotion and give away a billion songs.
They've talked about that. You get a special lid on your soda, and the straw goes through the middle of this little mini CD that's inside the lid. I got one of those. I don't even remember who the artist was. I didn't particularly care for her music. But I got one at a movie.
Cool. So they are starting to do it. So
yeah.
A billion songs.
Cool. Yeah.
From McDonald's.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Assuming you like the music. Okay, a couple of interesting
points. You have children, so they probably will.
Well, that's just exactly right. Microsoft is ditching some of their older products. By the end of this year, Windows 98 and Microsoft SQL Server 7 are going away. No more Windows 98 support. I suspect they'll be taking away... because they did this with 95, they'll be taking away the stuff from the from online.
And that's so stupid. It doesn't cost them anything.
Cost them disk space. Probably, what, $30 a year?
Yeah.
And, you know, Microsoft can't afford that. So if you, in fact, are running Windows 98, you ought to look to see what you can do to upgrade your system to get away from Windows 98.
Although if it's running fine, you know what I mean?
Well, but the problem is, now I have this problem with one of my machines at home. It runs Windows 98 just fine. It only has 64 mega RAM, and I'm going to have to bring it to you guys to update. But eventually, it runs fine now. It runs great. Eventually, I will not be able to find drivers for new things I buy to put in.
Oh, yeah. No.
And so that's what, you know, maybe not today. You don't have to run out January 1 and buy something new. But you really need to start looking at it because it's going
to
happen.
Right. What the people have to get in the mindset is, all right, whatever that box is at the end of this year, that's the best it's going to get.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you might find a few other things, but, you know, if all of a sudden you think, oh, you're going to get All the year from now, or say 6 months from now, you're going to get another video card and have all these drivers and all that in there.
Right. That's exactly right.
So, yeah, you just have to accept what it is, and once it's gone beyond your capacity, you know, your needs, then it's time to look at another buy.
Yep. A couple of interesting things for our friends across the border.
The ferry is coming?
The ferry is coming, and that'll be a good thing for some Canadians, since the Copyright Board, the Canadian Copyright Board, has just added a tax on MP3 players.
Yeah, this was real big news when they were talking about it a few months ago.
Yeah, they've added a tax on it, and MP3 players will get an additional tax of $2 for a device that holds a gigabyte of data, $15 if it holds between 1 and 10 gigs of data, and $25 if it holds more than 10 gigs of data. Which affects all the iPods. So I suspect we'll be finding people taking the ferry to Rochester to buy an iPod.
Yeah. The similar thing happened a few years ago with blank audio tapes. The industry is worried that people are going to buy blank tapes and steal music, so they put a tax on the tape, and the same thing with videotapes, to sort of make up for the potential loss of sales. The problem is the owner of whatever thing is getting stolen never gets any money back. At least with the Canadian plan, all the tax is collected and sent back to the music industry, who's supposed to distribute it back to the artists.
Right. In fact, audio cassettes of 40 minutes or more in length have a 29-cent additional. This is in addition to every other tax. Okay, you pay an additional 29 cents per audio cassette. CDRs and CDRWs, 21 cents a piece. I don't even pay 21 cents for a CD, for a CDR.
Yep. Hmm.
You're going to add 21 cents to those. If it's a CDR audio or a CDRW audio or a mini disc, it's 77 cents.
In tax.
A piece. An additional tax on top of everything else, 77 cents just to take it home. So you buy 100 pack, do the math. Money's collected by the Canadian Private Copying Collective and distributed to agencies representing songwriters, performers, and music producers. Now, on the good side for our friends across the border, who, by the way, can hear this show, if they tune the radio into it, it's not automatic. They have to actually...
Really?
Okay. Anyway, what's interesting is that...
Told them, I mean, you didn't go to all their houses and make the radio?
I didn't, but I will now, because I'll be going to Canada to download my P2P music, because Canada has deemed that P2P downloading is legal. They have the Copyright Board of Canada, who we just talked about imposing all the fees, apparently now can download copyrighted music from peer-to-peer networks like Napster and Grokster and Kazaa and all those other
yeah.
Downloading them is legal. Uploading them is not.
Because you violate the copyright when you make an illegal copy.
But downloading them is legal.
Right.
So as long as you download from somebody in the States, you're legal.
Sneaky. And a couple of U.S. courts have ruled that peer-to-peer music sharing services by themselves in general are not illegal.
Right.
Because they can be used for legal purposes.
Right. In fact, there's, for example, Magnatunes at Magnatunes.com. It's an independent music place, and you can download music for free. So if I download all their music and make it available on my system, it's perfectly all right.
Well, now you can go across the border, look for some wireless place that you can hook up your laptop
to. They'll be coming down here to buy MP3s. We'll be going there to suck up music.
Download.
So I guess now the Fat Ferry has a reason to be.
To wash.
Excellent. We're delighted to help Rochester in this way to get the Fast Ferry up and moving.
And get traffic going both ways.
So get your tickets now, because P2P music is legal up in Canada. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will be taking your call. So if you're on the line, thank you for holding. Stay online. If you're not on the line, why not? We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
Hillary's on these shows are all the same.
Lamb's Rush Limbaugh.
Basically, Hillary threatens these anchors. He says, all right, you're going to ask me the right questions, and make sure you ask me the right questions. I'm going to take your testicles and put them in a lockbox over here.
And if you behave right, when this program's over, I'll take your testicles out of the lockbox and give them back to you.
Rush Limbaugh.
You behave.
Weekdays.
And you'll get your testicles back.
2 till 5.
Otherwise, they're mine.
They're mine.
On News Radio 1180, WHAM.
But darling, most of all, I love how you love me.
If you're getting engaged over the holidays, you have to see the Eternal Moments collection at Littman Jewelers, a uniquely romantic collection of classic and contemporary styles. No other collection captures so perfectly the lasting power of true love. Here's just one example. The ring that says, I love you, the very symbol of romance. A one-carat, brilliant-cut diamond solitaire, princess or round-shaped, $1,999 at Littman Jewelers. A truly remarkable value for a one-carat diamond.
I love the way your touch is
You can also shop online at LittmanJewelers.com.
Joe LaMonaco back here at Singular Wireless in the E2 Mall in Victor near the FYE. Remember, we're here until 1 o'clock today getting you signed up to win the PlayStation 2 that they're giving away here at Singular Wireless. So do the drawing at 5 o'clock tonight. You've got to get your entry in by then. Also taking collections with the U.S. Marine Corps for the Toys for Tots campaign. Remember, a new unwrapped toy to be donated here. We'll do it till 1 o'clock, and it'll be given to some needy child this holiday season. Also want to tell you about the specials going on. Sony Ericsson T226 color camera phone or the Motorola T720i. You can get those phones at great prices with a 2-year service agreement. Not only can you get the great phones here, also great accessories at Singular Wireless. They'll explain the plans to you, tell them how you're going to work, and get you all squared away in time for holidays. Maybe you need to give the gift of communications for the holiday. You do it at the Singular Wireless here in the Eastview Mall in Victor. We are near FYE, and we're here till 1 o'clock. Joe LaMonaco for 1180 WHAM.
$1 million Christmas, brought to you by Kohl's Department Stores. Visit us online at Kohl's.com. Kohl's, give happy, get happy.
Lamb's Rush Limbaugh.
Not only
do I know I'm right,
I love hearing myself say it.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton. And we're going to go to the phones now. Our first caller, Judy from Penfield. Welcome, Judy. What's your question?
Hi. I'd like to ask a question about Internet Explorer.
Sure.
One time I was looking at a web page, and Internet Explorer suddenly stopped working. And then I ran AdAware and quarantined everything. I ran Stinger, and I ran my Norton antivirus and didn't find anything there. Eventually, I used the restore disks to try and restore it, and that didn't work.
When you say it stopped working.
It gave me something called an internal error. Please restart the computer.
Hmm.
Some internal file corrupted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I tried to restore it, and that the same thing happened. And finally, I got from a friend a disk where I could set up and do a download of the newest IE 6.0.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work. Not the same error message, but it still doesn't work.
What's the new error message?
Internet Explorer has just stopped working. You don't have to restart the computer.
But that's not what the error message. Okay, you don't know the error message. What it sounds like, well, it sounds like something has corrupted inside Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
Okay, but wouldn't downloading the whole new 6.0?
Well, you would normally think so, yeah.
Okay.
What about doing a repair? Go into the control panel, under Add Remove Program.
What version of Windows are you running?
98.
Yeah, go into the control panel under Add Remove Program, select the IE6, say click on Remove. It'll open up another window, and one of the features there is to do a repair.
You also may want to run the Windows System File Checker. It may not be an Internet Explorer file that's corrupted. It may be another part of Windows. But since the two are tied so deeply together, it's easy for one to kill the other.
Windows System File Checker. How do I do that?
At the run prompt, type SFC.
For System File Checker.
SFC?
Mm-hmm. And it will scan through your system files. If it finds something that needs replaced, it will ask you for your installation disks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or you could always try a different browser.
Yeah, that was another question. But I can't get on to the Internet, so is there a way I could get one without doing that?
You can likely order CDs from Netscape or Mozilla.
Or if you've got a friend that has a CD burner.
Burn it for you.
Yeah, if you got somebody that's got a CD burner, go to a friend's house, have them download, say, like Mozilla to their hard drive, and then burn it to CD, bring it home, and install it from there.
Okay. Well, right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Excellent. Thanks. It is tough when you actually can't get to the Internet to get some of these new products, but that's probably the easiest way to do it is to get somebody.
Yeah, because all the machines nowadays, it's standard to come with a burner.
A lot of them do. And if they don't, there's a lovely Christmas gift.
I've got at the bottom of 130, I've got three things that we can better around the three of us. As ideas for Christmas gifts. These will be the high-end toys, so stay tuned. And then next week, we'll go for, because it's then creeping up so close to Christmas, we'll give kind of an inexpensive stocking stuffer idea.
I almost forgot to talk about our giveaway. Every week, we have a trivia question, and we give away a fabulous prize. This week's prize, courtesy of Jack Pruitt, our friend at Serverware Corporation. The folks at Serverware are giving us a full-blown version of Star Office 7, which is a terrific office suite. For those of you who don't want the full to pay the full shot for Microsoft Office, this is an equivalent. It has a word processor, a spreadsheet, a presentation program like
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint, thank you very much. And it's a great little product. I'm very impressed.
At the superstores, they had this on sale. You got to do the instant rebate and then a mail-in rebate.
Right.
And that was going for $80 after the discount.
Really? Because it listed $70.
They had it. Well, they had $80.
Nice deal.
No, they included a printed manual.
$79.99. And then, of course, you got to do the mail-in rebate. You can get it cheaper. Right. But it's an $80 product.
Yeah, and you can get it here for free.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is correctly answer the following question and then pick up your prize during business hours at the Wham office high atop beautiful Euclid building in the corner of Midtown Plaza. And the question is, the Trefo Data Company created and marketed an 8008-based hardware-software system for recording automobile traffic flow on the highway. Who started this hardware company? And I need all the names of all the major principals. The Trefo Data Company. Anybody who's heard me talk about the microcomputer industry over the last 20 years actually might know the answer to that one, or at least has heard the answer to that one, whether or not they remember it. This will tell me how many people actually pay attention to anything I've ever said, ever. We're going to go back to the phones now. We're going to talk to Bob from Lima, New York. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Hey, guys. I have an Apple iBook, and the receptacle for the phone line has become damaged. And I've been told that it's a pretty expensive repair, I want to verify that. But also, isn't there another option of using a USB port to get a phone line connection?
Yes, you could use a USB modem and connect to an external modem. The problem with most laptops, including the iBook, is that all of the ports are built onto the motherboard.
That's what I thought.
So if to replace a port, you have to replace the entire motherboard. If it's under warranty, they might be able to replace it. But typically, damage to connectors isn't covered under warranty because it's a wearable part when you plug and unplug it too many times.
Uh-huh.
Apple's out of warranty repair is usually in the $300 to $400 range for laptops. So it's depending on how old the machine is, you can get a new machine, new laptop for $1,000. So it's it sometimes makes it hard to decide what to upgrade. But yes, you could use an external USB based modem.
Would that
as
be
well.
A serial modem?
No, it'd be USB.
Oh, okay. Just the USB modem.
Right.
That would connect me to the phone line.
Yep.
And I'm talking, what, $70?
In that range, probably, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
Okie doke. Thank you very much. Our next caller, Brian from Fairport. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hey, guys. I got a new keyboard a little while ago, and my USB port didn't even know it was there, so I had to use the serial adapter it came with. I went out and got a 5-port 2.0 USB card, and now it works in the old USB port and everything else. My printer and my mouse works in the new one. If the computer's on and I plug in the keyboard to the new one, it'll work until I restart, and then it doesn't see it. It only sees it in the old port.
What version of Windows?
98 SE.
And did you get the updated drivers for it?
I just loaded the drivers that came on the disk.
Well, you might have to put, because you're running Windows 98, you're probably going to have to load like a DOS-based driver. So that once Windows kicks on, that driver's already been previous loaded. So look on the CD and see if there's a DOS version of the driver that you can load.
Okay.
Quite often it puts it in like the auto exec so that it can load that driver to know to load it.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's... You just said something. Maybe it's because I msconfigged autoexec out of the startup.
Yeah, that could be it. But on the other hand, unless you've got some moral indignation at plugging the keyboard into the old one, then you're saying it now works in the old one.
Well, it works in the old one, so I'm assuming the 2.0 drivers went in there because it never worked before.
Right.
And but I don't understand why the mouse and the printer works on the new.
You may also need to download the Microsoft USB updates. There were several updates for Windows 98 for USB.
I'm afraid of those Microsoft
updates. Well, as long as it's working, be happy.
Yeah, all right.
Okie doke.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break so we can all be happy here. But we'll be back in just a couple of moments with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
Now through December 15th, take advantage of Palmer's lowest prices of the year. It's Palmer's 17th annual Steak and Shrimp Sale. So get to Palmer's store in the regional market on Jefferson Road and stock up on the steak and shrimp you'll need for the holidays. Buy it today, freeze it tonight, use it when you need it. And by the way, as low as Palmer's Steak and Shrimp Sale prices are this week, Palmer's normal prices are way lower than grocery store prices every single week of the year. This week during our Steak and Shrimp Sale, standing rib roasts, 18-pound average, just $4.99 a pound. Large cooked shrimp, our lowest advertised price ever, only $4.99 a pound, $9.98 for the 2-pound bag. And Leidy's Holiday Hams, $1.89 a pound, $2.49 a pound for spiral sliced. Save this week during Palmer's Steak and Shrimp Sale. But why wait for special occasions? Buy all your beef, chicken, pork, fish, and seafood at Palmer's all year long. Plan a little, save a lot. In the Genesee Valley Regional Market on Jefferson Road. Palmer's, it's worth the trip.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
What makes this land of ours so great? I say freedom of choice. And I'm not talking about free trips to the salad bar. No, my friends. I'm talking about the things our ancestors fought for. Like the freedom to compare over 900 TVs till you find one the size of Rhode Island. I'm talking about the thousands of merchants with millions of righteous products for you to compare and choose at PriceGrabber.com. Yes, diversity made our nation great. And so we stole that idea to bring you one of the most diverse shopping sites on the Internet. Price Grabber is where hard-working homies like me can find great products from ripping names like Sony, Microsoft, and Nike. Most of all, Price Grabber is where shoppers of every race, color, and creed can pick a product category and shop themselves right into a coma.
PriceGrabber.com. Comparison shopping beyond compare.
Want to avoid holiday shopping hassles? Give a PriceGrabber.com gift certificate. It's good for millions of products and welcomed by thousands of merchants.
It's the holidays at Red Lobster.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
Get together with family, get together with friends. Get together and create your own seafood feast at Red Lobster. Choose from 10 of our most tempting entrees. Combine any two or three and create a delicious feast that celebrates the joy of getting together. Now at Red Lobster.
If you miss Wham's Bob Matthews, you drop the ball.
I don't like it when they hire guys like Michael Irvin, Keyshawn Johnson. I guess Warren Sapp is going to have some prominent role in the ESPN show pretty soon. I just think you're rewarding guys for being exceedingly outspoken, to put it kindly. I just think, again, Fox did not make themselves look very good when they hired Keyshawn.
Bob Matthews, weeknight 6 till 8 on the Sports Leader, News Radio 1180 WHA.
This week, you can experience Lux Spa with RochesterForLess.com. Lux Spa on Monroe Ave offers a serene, nurturing environment that promotes health and wellness. Lux Spa provides the finest in skin and body care by using state-of-the-art biotechnology, the latest techniques, and the highest quality products available. Be sure and ask about the Lux Day at the Spa special, where you can receive a free pedicure. Experience Lux Spa on Monroe Ave for half the price this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Check out RochesterForLess.com. For more details.
They never wince when they open a gift. They never ask, hey, did you keep the receipt? They just look up at you with those big eyes that always seem to say, thanks for caring about me. When you give a gift to your pet, they're always grateful. And that's exactly why you should get them something special from the PetSmart Holiday Village, where you'll find more than 1,000 exclusive gifts for pets and the people who love them. This weekend from 11 to 5, have your pet's picture taken with Santa Claus for just $9.95. And PetSmart will donate $5 to support homeless pets in your area.
Start your NFL game day with Wham! It's the NFL Today, a complete preview of the day in the NFL. Sunday at 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Rochester's most listened to radio station, period. 50,000-watt News Radio 1180 WHAM, Rochester.
Transmitting worldwide.
BS News.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're back. We're going to get back to the phones in just a minute. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. Every week we do a poll. Last week's poll was, for Christmas, I want. And the choices were Peace on Earth, New Hardware, New Software, and Steve Ray Unwrapped. The winner was Peace on Earth. I think we all want that. Followed by New Hardware. Followed by Steve Ray Unwrapped.
I'd like to thank those 47 people and come over to my house anytime.
Oh, man. Followed by New Software. 296 of you voted, making it number 43 on the all-time hit list. I want to thank each and every one of you individually, but I can't, so I'll just say thanks. This week's poll is only slightly different. It is For Christmas I Want, and the choices are Goodwill Toward All, a desktop computer, a laptop, a PDA, a digital camera, and Dave Enright Unwrapped. This because hardware was the
wait,
second
buddy,
one.
Your week is coming.
So
your week is coming, Rob.
Currently, we have he's already blushing. Currently, we have 74 votes. Number one is Goodwill Toward All, followed by a desktop computer. Dave, you're at the bottom of the list with only 4 votes, but it's early in the week yet. You haven't gone home and voted yourself yet. Lori hasn't voted.
Yeah.
So please go to our website, at, soundbites.org, and vote in the poll. When
know,
you're,
I'm against some heavy competition items here, though.
Yeah, you are.
A PDA, a laptop, a digital camera,
a computer. I mean,
those are
tough things to beat.
Yeah, they are. But we have once you have entered your vote in the poll, please go over to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com. And enter, you'll see a little yellow box below the poll on soundbites.org. It'll take you over to my website, where you can enter an opinion on the poll. Shockingly, we actually have had a couple of opinions that actually have something to do with the question, which is pretty interesting. That's rare. So you can enter your opinion, keep it clean, because profanity is boring and infantile, and we don't need it. Yeah, exactly right. Somebody wants a spell checker. Great. Fine. So please do that. You'll find a lot of other interesting things on our website. You'll find the Security Tangle is online. You'll also find Dave's basic PC configuration page. If you are looking to buy a new computer this holiday season, Dave's page will give you a lot of really good information about what to get. Dave also puts up a new tip every week or so, and so you should go there and check those out. We have the Soundbites calendar where you can read a little bit about what meetings are on for all the user groups. If you are the person who maintains the calendar or the meetings for a user group and you're not on our list, drop me a line and I'll give you access to it. We, of course, have our secretly recorded phone calls from Moody Blues and others. We have our movie posters and our logo saga. Of course, it's showtime, so you can catch the show cam, unless, of course, you're listening to this from our archives. We have our archives online. You can also find some interesting things. We have an FAQ, websites that we've talked about on the show. Donating old PCs. Actually, somebody stopped me at the public market. My wife and I own a coffee stand at the public market, Flower City Coffee, best coffee on earth.
It's the only place I get my coffee. Matter of fact, I had to go through withdrawal two weeks ago. I thought there was still a pound in the refrigerator.
There wasn't.
You know, how does...
They donate my old stuff, and I said, go to Soundbites and look at the page. But anyway, we're going to go back to the phone.
Well, hang on a minute. Before we go back to the phones... We have to look at the Rob cam and watch Rob cleaning.
Well, he spilled it.
Right, Rob is cleaning now. Rob cam's not working.
Here's the deal with me cleaning. I mean, they got us so scared about this flu thing. I'm Lysol and everything over here. You know what I mean? I'm washing the counters and my keyboards.
Not probably a bad idea.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know what? I've always been in here and sneezed all over the place. I got to make sure it's clean.
Well, you can now get the official Michael Jackson face mask to wear instead of the little nose and the thing you... puts the cover of the fact that he has no nose anymore, that thing, the little white mouth, and, you know, little surgical mask thing. Yeah.
So is it true they have wipes that you can use in your keyboard for this kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do you get those from?
Just any of the superstores.
Yeah.
You can buy.
As long as
it's
not, you know, they're not dripping.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're damp. Yeah. What most folks can do is...
How many people have been licking your keyboard lately that you feel the need to Lysol?
No one's been licking my keyboard, you know, touching the keys.
But see, what you can do is you can sit there and spray Lysol onto a rag.
That's what I'm doing.
And then with your system off, wipe it down. Okay. Yeah, that could send it into a frenzy and delete files and who knows what.
Yeah, that part he missed. Yeah.
Forgot that step.
Yeah.
Yeah, but turn it off.
But he's so domestic, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, a tip for people is don't use a window cleaner on your monitor.
Right.
The ammonias and other things in the window cleaner will actually damage the coatings on the monitor.
I just sent that out last week as one of my Ask Nick questions. Somebody asked me that very thing. Mm-hmm. I said, no Windex, none of those things. They make some stuff. But basically, you can buy solutions. If you look at them, all of them are slightly less than 50% isopropyl alcohol.
Favorite ammonia, except there are some coatings on some...
ammonia.
I've got a question. Did you just say jammies?
Yeah.
As in PJs?
Well, I was going to say underwear, and I thought that would be a little too indelicate, so all I could think of after that was jammies.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, you just missed it. You don't have to saturate it.
Yeah.
Right.
Just do it slow.
Right. But so that's a little tip. A little tip from the folks at Tomlin. We're going to go back to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Don. Dan. Dan or Don?
Dan.
From Parenton. Okay,
right.
Dan, go for it.
Okay, guys. I built a PC a number of years ago, and it has a 30-gig drive on it split between C and D and loaded up 98C.
Mm-hmm.
Two weeks ago, I got rid of everything on the D drive, and I loaded up Windows XP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I boot the PC, it has become dual bootable. So I have a choice between going to XP or continuing on with the 98.
Okay.
Now, I am happy with the way I've loaded XP and what I've got on it. I would like to move the XP from D to C and make it a single bootable computer.
The easiest way to do that is to go into your BIOS and swap hard drive designators. It will be very, very difficult to physically move the files from one hard drive to another. You'd be better off reinstalling it onto the one hard drive. But if you can change your drives, either change them in BIOS or change them physically on the cable and make the XP...
One drive split into two. So
oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna happen. You get to do it all over again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish there were an easy. You might could use Ghost.
Yeah, but see, all the references, like for updates and all that, are gonna be for D. So if he goes even one hard drive to another hard drive,
yeah,
say he goes.
No,
he
can't do it.
Didn't Partition Magic let you? You change your partitions and move where your Windows is?
I'd certainly take a look at partition.
But then again, the references in any of the things where, say, update files and all that are, it's going to point to the D.
I think it went through the registry and changed all the D colon Windows into C colon Windows.
I tell you what, we'll take
Symantec
a look.
Just bought Partition Magic.
I know. We'll take a look at that and see if we can find out anything. Back just a couple minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
This week, you can experience Lux Spa with RochesterForLess.com. Lux Spa on Moreau Ave offers a serene, nurturing environment that promotes health and wellness. Lux Spa provides the finest in skin and body care by using state-of-the-art biotechnology, the latest techniques, and the highest quality products available. Be sure and ask about the Lux Day at the Spa special, where you can receive a free pedicure. Experience Lux Spa on Moreau Ave for half the price this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Check out RochesterForLess.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Bridget. Many people have found relief from foot, back, knee, or hip pain with Good Feet Arch Support. Come in and see for yourself by taking advantage of our free foot analysis. Hurry in and you can have your feet analyzed at no charge, and this limited time offer includes a free foot massager with every purchase of a Good Feet Arch Support. You too can have relief like this.
When I went to the doctor and got diagnosed with plantar fasciitis, he told me that I could only wear sneakers. So there went all my summer collection of shoes and all my dress shoes I couldn't wear. It was just too painful, too much foot pain every day. I wanted to take off my shoes as soon as I got home every day, but as soon as I got my arch supports from the Good Feet store, I have no foot pain whatsoever, and I can wear any dress shoe that I want.
If you're having these kinds of problems, call the Good Feet store at 424-4030. The Good Feet store is located at 300 Highland Drive, across from the Marketplace Mall and next to Michael's. See us on the web at goodfeet.com or call today at 424-4030. That's 424-4030.
Every holiday, you reach deep in your heart to find the perfect gift. Something that'll always be treasured. This year, give a gift that will last a lifetime. Give a gift from Reed's. This is Jeffrey Zimmer, owner of Reed's Jewelers. Our staff of experts will guide you through our extensive collection. You'll choose from stunning diamond earrings and necklaces, beautiful rings, bracelets, and timepieces. I traveled the world and personally selected every piece of jewelry in our stores to make sure that no matter what you give, it will be cherished for a lifetime. Visit us today, see our vast selection, and let us help you find the perfect gift at a price that's always perfectly cut, guaranteed.
Reed's, for the holidays, for a lifetime. Visit Reed's Jewelers Marketplace Mall and Reed's Jewelers Gems Decor in Eastview Mall.
You remember when New Year's Eve meant couples getting together and going out until the wee hours? Well, times have changed, and the Holiday Inn Holodome is making New Year's Eve a family fun celebration. The kids are just going to love it. Check-in begins at noon, and the indoor heated pool, whirlpool, video arcade, and playground are all yours. There'll be a magic show, Roscoe the Clown, the Reptile Guy show, face painting, carnival games, DJ Steve, a bounce house, the bungee run game, plus overnight accommodations, and all for one price. The Holiday Inn Holodome has a fabulous family fun package this New Year's Eve. take the kids out in a fun, safe environment. The special kids buffet includes chicken fingers, hot dogs, pizza, mac and cheese, and so much more. And don't worry, Mom and Dad, the Holodome will have a big kid buffet too, featuring chicken cordon bleu, carved roast sirloin, and a bottle of champagne in your room. Call the Holiday Inn Holodome right now at 475-1510 to book your family New Year's Eve package. 475-1510.
Million Dollar Christmas, brought to you by Kohl's Department Stores. Visit us online at Kohl's.com. Kohl's, give happy, get happy.
Listen to the Wham Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Break-In Service and News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites, our, we forgot exactly right, thank you. We still are looking for somebody to give us the answer to our trivia question. Remember, the fabulous prize this week, courtesy of our friends at Serverware Corporation, is Star Office 70, full-blown office suite. Wood Completion of the Week is the Track O Data Company, created and marketed an 8008-based hardware-software system for recording automobile traffic flow on the highway. Who started the company? I need the names of all the principals. Our next caller is Ron from Gates, New York. Welcome, Ron. What's your question?
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
To everybody. I'm running a Windows XP on my laptop, and I have it set to remind me when there are new updates for XP.
Right.
And I've downloaded all the critical updates except one, and I keep getting reminded there's another update to download, and that, of course, is the one, the Service Pack 1.
Mm-hmm.
I've downloaded every single critical update, plus there was one additional one I think I got off of another website.
That's all right. And then what happens when you try to download Service Pack 1?
Well, the question is now, Dave used to talk about he had a lot of trouble with the Service Pack 1.
Yeah.
Not to download it.
Yeah, a number of machines, we tried actually installing the Service Pack on, and it wound up messing them up. Literally, I had to reinstall Windows XP over itself all over again.
I remember that. That's
so
I'm
just very leery on it, and the few things that are in it, if you've been doing the other patches and all that, keep ignoring the Service Pack 1.
Okay, I just thought if it was okay, I'd download and get rid of the reminder all the time, but I will. That's why I called. I don't want to mess up something that's been running real good, and I've got all the...
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, and like I say, you're running fine without that Service Pack, and... most of the stuff that's in that Service Pack is probably some of the other patches that you've already applied.
Right, and there was one extra one I think came from another website that Nick recommended that I pick up and download, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a Service Pack 1. I can't recall what it was.
Right.
But, yeah, I've got them all, so...
You're fine.
Okay, I'll just continue to ignore it because they evidently haven't improved it over what it was.
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day, and nice holidays.
You too.
Thanks, you too.
It should be about time for Service Pack 2, though, shouldn't it?
No new updates from Microsoft before the end of the year.
They're concentrating on something else, eh?
They are sending out the beta of Service Pack 2 next week.
Oh, boy.
So,
yeah, just what I want to do.
Well, no, it's the beta, so it's only going out to select beta testers.
Which is probably going to be then slip it out to the whole public and say, well, let's see what happens.
Sure, very quickly after January 1.
Mm-hmm.
The future operating system for Microsoft Longhorn, the next version that they're talking about, that's going to be the replacement for Windows XP. It looks like Longhorn isn't coming out until 2005 at this point.
Yep.
So it should be interesting to see what they do in between, because the reality is that Microsoft doesn't make any money if you don't buy anything from them. I mean, they don't have any new markets to open.
Right.
You know, they don't have any new products to sell. They own 99% of the, or 94% and 96% of the desktops in the world.
And everyone is continually looking for the next killer app, and music seems to have been the last one.
Well, right. But
and Microsoft hasn't got on that bandwagon yet.
That's the next killer application, not operating system.
Right.
Microsoft sells operating systems.
Right.
So if you don't buy a new version of Windows, they make no money. Now, think about the fact that, you know, billion-dollar corporation, multi-trillion-dollar corporation, has no income. That would be, well, bad for them.
And all these callers that we've had that are still running Windows 98.
Exactly.
Come on, there have been four versions of Windows since then.
Well,
what are you waiting for?
That's right. Microsoft is forcing that by removing Windows 98, which, frankly, runs perfectly well for so many people.
Yeah.
But Microsoft doesn't make any money if you keep running Windows 98. It's that
exactly.
simple. So it looks like 2005 at the earliest, and we know that, Microsoft often slips their operating systems in order particularly to deal with problems of quality control. They've got a lot of security problems. They're certainly looking to batten down the hatches against that stuff. They've got the problem of open source coming in. You know, if you can't get a new version of Windows until 2005, that gives the Linux people a whole year to say, you want new features? You can get them from
over
us.
A year.
And oh, by the over a year.
Because you know it's not going to come out December or January 1st, 2005.
Right. But the point is, you've got all that time for the Linux people to come out and say, let's, you know, go for it. Right now,
and
you
in fact,
get...
most of the time, the Linux people will slap it together over a weekend. You want something new?
Yeah.
Give me an hour.
And it
works.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
More
well, the problem is, it doesn't matter how put into the product. So how do you beat that?
Yeah.
How do you beat
can't.
It?
No.
That's why you're finding people. Well, an interesting thing that just recently happened is the folks at Novell. Novell purchased Zimian, which is a desktop company. They also just purchased SUSE, a version of Linux.
Oh, okay.
So they can run the whole thing. Now, think about the fact that an open source operating system like Linux, with a great open source front end like the GNOME front end from the folks at Zimian, is being backed by one of the best known names in the business, Novell, in terms of service and support.
Right.
That's got to bring out, that's a big hitter.
Because Novell has been losing market share because, you know, it's their product has
right.
just been.
But whether or not you bought anything from them recently, you know the name.
Yep.
You know it's trusted
in the
industry.
Oh, it's got great clout.
Got great clout. And if you can now buy a version of Linux from them that is supported and serviced by Novell.
It's going to be a big boost.
It's going to be huge. And that's what Microsoft is facing. So they've got to come out with a killer version of Longhorn, whatever they're going to actually call it. And they've got to clear up all the security holes. They've got to fix all the quirks and problems and stuff. So they got a tough road to hoe. And it'll be interesting to see how they rally and handle it.
There was a story in the news a couple of days ago. I think it was in the Philippines. You can already buy Longhorn for like $10. The pre-alpha.
The pre-alpha, yeah. It really isn't going to run, you know, pre-alpha code.
Yeah.
This is the stuff the developers crash every day.
Pre-alpha is usually the scribblings on the cocktail napkin.
Mm-hmm. And just a few lines holding all the other code together.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to go back to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Barbara from Spencerport. Welcome, Barbara. What's your question?
Hi. I have a printer, Canon 6000 BJC, and I use Windows 98. And I cannot get Windows 98 to communicate with the printer at this point. It was working fine until yesterday. And now it just says that it's not responding. And I took it off, removed it, and then put it back on the computer, loaded it back in, and it's still not working.
What changed? What did you load yesterday?
I had a new screensaver that I got off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But I took that off as well.
Well, what that may have done, a couple of things that may have happened. First, do you run any sort of virus checker?
I don't have a real up to date one. No,
that's bad.
Yeah.
Anytime you download something from the internet, you need to run a virus. You need to be running the latest version of your virus checker because who knows who these people are and why they give away this stuff.
That could cause some problem.
You also need to check for spyware on your system. What it sounds like is that something has replaced one of the drivers, or it could be coincidence. It could be that does the printer itself work and you press the test button
no.
or whatever.
the printer, when I turn it on, it beeps 6 times. And that, I looked on the Canon website, and they said that that meant that the print heads were either not lined up properly or were defective.
Yeah, you know what? Matter of fact, that's one segment. If you listen, as soon as we come back from this break, we're going to have some good ideas for Christmas ideas, and you just might want to treat yourself to one of these items that we're going to mention.
It sounds coincidental, Barbara. It sounds like what happened were unrelated things. And so it does sound like there's something not right about your printer. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to talk about some interesting new stuff, and we'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, right here on 1180 WHAM.
Snow, freezing rain, bitter cold, ice. This time of year, Mother Nature can dish out some nasty weather. Closed schools, packed highways, icy streets. Winter weather can really ruin your day. Be informed and be prepared with Rochester's official weather station, News Radio 1180, WHAM.
This weekend only, Ruby Gordon Furniture is having a sale like no other. All of the floor samples have been ridiculously marked down. Odds and ends like tabletops, over 75 of them to choose from, now just $5. Hundreds of items priced way below cost. Over $500,000 of furniture and accessories have been priced to move. This Saturday and Sunday, get an apartment-sized sofa. One sold for $1,299, now only $391. A leather sofa and matching loveseat, once $4,000, now only $1,493. Get a gorgeous 9-piece cherry dining room set, once $41.99, now, listen close, only $1,522. Financing is available, and there are a few items that have a small defect that most people won't even see, but Ruby Gordon does, and they've priced them so low, you'll be glad to take them home. And soon delivery is available, so hurry in or find a friend with a truck and save hundreds, maybe thousands, this Saturday and Sunday at Ruby Gordon Furniture on West Henrietta Road. Rochester's number one choice for furniture. Sale must end Sunday at 5 p.m.
Sometimes the most important part of friendship is just being there for someone, but not everyone has a friend to help them get through tough times. That's where Compere comes in. For 30 years, Compere has been an innovative leader in mental health services. Compere matches community volunteers in support of friendships with adults and children receiving mental health treatment. This pioneer organization started in Rochester, and Compere's local success has made it a model around the world. Today, Compere has more than 100 affiliates in the U.S., Canada, and Australia. Here in the Rochester area, Compere's programs currently face a tremendous shortage of volunteers. There are more than 300 children and adults waiting for a friend. You can help by becoming a Compere mentor. Compere offers flexible volunteer programs so people can participate in a way that best fits their busy lives. Call Compere at 546-8280. This message brought to you by Mercer Human Resource Consulting, saluting Compere as it celebrates its 30th anniversary in 2003. Mercer knows.
Digital clock, new laptop, some gadget they have not got.
Buy your gadgets now at Radio Shack and get a present for you. 2 movie tickets.
Woohoo!
Just use your MasterCard for any Radio Shack purchase of $50 or more to get 2 movie tickets. You can even use your tickets to see Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat in theaters this holiday season. It's easy, not hard. So use your MasterCard at participating Radio Shacks for
radio control cars, new but not used Lars.
Open to legal U.S. resident MasterCard cardholders 18 older. See store for terms and conditions. Valid while supplies last. Restricted supply and 12-2403.
This is incredible. People everywhere are discovering they have 24 hours to live. With one pill a day, that's 24 hours to live without frequent heartburn. Yes, it's possible with Prilosec OTC. One pill a day can relieve heartburn for 24 hours. Holy moly, you could have zero heartburn. So, folks, get out there, because without frequent heartburn, you could have 24 hours to live it up.
One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for frequent heartburn.
Get to the steak and shrimp sale at Palmer's in the regional market on Jefferson Road. Load up on all the steak and shrimp you need for the holidays and sign up to win a Holland stainless steel gas grill. No purchase necessary. It's worth the special trip to Palmer's.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Before we get back to the phones, we promised that Dave was going to give us a little holiday information.
Just before that, we'll go back to our previous caller a second. Something might be wrong with it. It's probably wrong with their printer.
Yeah.
And the cost of repairing a computer, printer, et cetera, today is so high compared with the cost of something new that it makes real hard sense.
Well, particularly printers where you can get a $100 printer or a $200 print hat.
Right.
Right.
My personal favorite is the Epson C84 for $79 for individual ink tanks.
That's
so you
the
only...
best way to do it.
Yeah.
That was one of the major items I was going to recommend to folks right now with the Christmas holidays around the $100 range. One of them is a little bit higher than what I was thinking about. But a lot of the HP printers now, too, are also coming out with a very great feature that you can take the various memory cards, plug those right into the printer, and through the computer select the prints that you want to print off.
Without using your computer. You can print directly from the printer.
You can go both ways. But personally, you know, if you've shot a lot...
Yeah, I like putting them in the computer so I know what I don't want to print.
Yeah, because I got, grandchildren, they go around and they got the digital camera and they sit there click, 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 click. You know, it's got one picture of a wall, you know. Just need that hot print. But... definitely look into printers right now. There's some great deals on various printers, whether the Epson, the Lexmar, or HP, especially into the photos. I mean, digital photography is really growing big time right now. Rochester, Eastman Kodak is turning and focusing finally more and more into digital photography. So a real good printer might save a lot of woes, and, you know, you've been putting off an excuse to do it. This is a good time to do it. There's some great rebates. Another great item that you might want to consider on the high end, if you've really been good this year, though, is you can start out for a couple $100, is a 15-inch LCD flat panel screen.
Which is a nice thing.
Yes. I mean, it takes up a lot less space on your desktop. So if, you know, you've got a keyboard there sitting there and you've got to try to lay out paperwork and then you get this big monitor, even a 15-inch is almost equivalent to a 17-inch in what you've got on your desktop now as far as viewable space.
Yeah, measure your 17-inch monitor sometime. It'll probably be 15.8 inches
and
can actually see.
Whereas the 15-inch LCDs, I mean, the clarity is great. There's less eye strain. Saves on space. So, you know, that's one other feature. The other great item, and they've drastically come down in price, are the new DVD burners that'll do both plus and minus R. Now, before there was a number of them out there, Yamaha and Mitsubishi, a whole bunch of companies are now coming out with the various dual formats. Before, they were either doing plus or minus. Now, these drives can do both minus and plus DVD.
Yeah, the minus format is what your video player uses. So if you want to make a video, you use minus. The plus format is much more convenient because it offers random rewriting like a hard drive. You can write to it, you can erase from it, like a hard drive. 4.7 gigs.
Yeah, I mean, compared to a 650 meg CD-ROM, yeah. I mean, and again, you can get these for, you know, with some of these rebates and now everything else. And that's the thing, though, you folks have to watch these ads, you know, those 30. You can get it for this price. But you really got to follow up and be diligent in sending in those rebates. Because a lot of these manufacturers count on that, you're just going to, you know, not take the time. But if you do, they will get back to you. I mean, I'm finicky.
It'll take a while.
I also
take up to 6 weeks, but at least it shows up. And like I say, every rebate that I've ever sent in now, I've always gotten it back. Right.
I also want to go back to printers for a second. With color inkjet printers, the cost of the ink can get pretty high. If all you're doing is black and white letters and whatnot, HP now makes a really, really nice laser printer for $199.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you can get your color printer for $100 to do color photos when you want to, but for your regular general correspondence and regular printing, you know, for under $200 now, HP and Samsung and a couple of other companies now have personal laser printers.
And you can
that are
those,
really now personal laser printer used to be $1,000.
And you can run them off USB ports, so you don't have to do any flipping of switches or anything else.
And even color laser razors are now starting about $800,
yep, right.
And that's the best consumable cost and color capability, right, too.
And speaking of consumables, though, as you said earlier, I think we need to reiterate, if you're going, yes, to buy a color inkjet printer, get one with four separate wells. Because we have one, a Canon BJ620. I believe.
Especially if you've got kids.
Well, that's my daughter went through her blue period for a while.
Explain that, please.
Yeah, well, everything she printed had a lot of blue. Sometimes it was all blue. And so, you know, we'd run out of blue or magenta or other
cyan
very quickly. And so, there's no point in throwing away the yellow and the magenta when they're still perfectly good, but having four separate cyan, magenta,
yes,
yellow, and black, you could just replace the one you needed. So it was really, yep, kind of nice to have that.
Yeah.
All right, I think we need to go back to the phones now. Well, whether we need to or not, we're going to. And our next caller is Bill from Penfield, New York. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I have Microsoft Windows XP,
mm-hmm,
and, I have the built-in firewall with that. I feel comfortable and secure using that, or should I go out and buy Norton firewall?
It works. The one that's built into Windows works pretty well. The problem is it's not really designed for use by the average individual off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Alternately, if you were to get Zone Alarm from the folks at Zone Labs, there's a link on our website.
Okay.
There is a free version that is a pain in the neck when you first run it. Because what it does is, every time something wants to go to the Internet, it asks you if that's okay. You say yes or no, and then you're done.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell it to remember it or not remember it. And so let's say you start your web browser, and it'll come up and say, oh, do you want Mozilla to go to the Internet? Yes. You start your email. Oh, do you want Eudora to go to the Internet? Yes. But then you're done. It only asks you once. And that way you control each and everything on your machine. You can also open up Zone Alarm and see a list of all the things that are in there and change your mind if you want to. So in terms of accessibility by the average individual off the streets, Zone Alarm is a terrific product. Like I said, there are for sale versions and free versions. They don't make it as easy as they used to find the free version on their website,
yeah,
but it's still there, so persevere.
Okay.
And try that. You'll want to turn off the Microsoft firewall once you've downloaded and installed it.
So you consider that a lot better than the Microsoft firewall?
No, yeah. What I said was it's a lot easier for the average person to make sure that they are well protected.
Okay.
Some of the commercial firewalls also have the ability to backtrace where an attack is coming from. But for non-system administrators, it usually doesn't mean anything, and you can't do anything about it anyway.
Oh. Makes sense. Thanks, guys. You guys do a terrific job.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Our next caller is Rich from Brighton, New York. Welcome, Rich. What's your question?
Hey, good afternoon to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I got two. The first one is I keep getting an error on my computer, or it says, could not load Java. Virtual machine, class not registered.
Okay.
I don't know what to do about that.
What operating system are you running?
XP.
Okay. What you probably want to do is go to Sun's website.
Sun?
Sun, S-U-N, sun.com,
mm-hmm,
and download their Java system. And it's probably, I don't know, Steve?
It's probably there, too,
are you,
yes,
looking? I don't know, yes, if it's already on our website. If not, it will be there shortly.
Yeah, Java is a programming language that websites use, and it was invented by Sun and corrupted by Microsoft.
Exactly, and the Sun version is very, very good.
Yeah.
So you download that and install it, and then it will work. Very quickly, what's your second question?
Second question is, I just heard you, I downloaded Zone Alarm. You said we should turn off Microsoft Firewall?
Yeah.
How do I turn that off?
And under your network connection
in the control panel.
In the control panel, you can go to click on that particular card, and in the connections under properties, you'll see the third tab over, and there's being able to disable the firewall.
Okay, thank you very much. That was it.
Thanks. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on the greatest computer show in the known universe. And possibly in the unknown universe. But who knows? Sound bites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, Bill Klein here to tell you about Amon's Farm Market, your holiday gift-giving and decorating headquarters. Amon's Farm Market is your one-stop shopping place for Christmas trees, wreaths, and unique gifts. This Saturday from 11 o'clock till 3, I'll be there as Santa Klein during a very special Christmas tree sale event. If you come and get your Christmas tree that day, you'll receive a free poinsettia, and we'll also be giving away tickets to see Dr. Seuss's Cat in the Hat. And we'll also be giving away a beautiful Patty Amon custom-made florist-quality wreath every hour between 11 and 3. We'll have coffee, hot chocolate, lots of treats from Leo's Bakery, and a lot of fun from 11 to 3 with me at Amon's Farm Market this Saturday. Take my word for it, take a ride to Eastridge Road in Irondequoit, right off of 590 next to Eastridge High School, and you'll not be disappointed. If you want a preview, check out their website at amonsfarm.com. Tell them the Klein sent you.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Have you ever done something for yourself and as a result of your actions another person was really affected? Well, we all have, and here's your chance to do it again. If you celebrate Christmas, please listen to this ad. Diamonds are great and there's some fantastic toys out there, but I'd like to talk to you about where to get your Christmas tree and why. The Boy Scouts of Tayhouse, Troop 19, run a tree sale every year at the corner of University and Culver. This is their only fundraiser. When you buy a tree from these kids, you're helping to turn boys into responsible, respectful men, qualities that just aren't as common as they used to be. The money from this tree sale funds all of the Scouts' activities for an entire year. Troop 19 on the corner of University and Culver has a tree for everyone. They've got spruce trees, fir trees, big trees, small trees, long needles, short needles. Their selection is fantastic. There's also plenty of free parking. They'll bale your tree, cut and trim the bottom, and then lash it to your car. Believe me, if you want a tree to stay on the roof, you'll want a Boy Scout tying it down. Please help the Boy Scouts of Tayhouse Troop 19 this Christmas. Buy your tree at their sale on the corner of University Avenue and Culver Road.
What does Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport do when their lot is overloaded with 130.03 Mitsubishis? No, they don't do that. But Carlisle does take drastic action.
How drastic?
This drastic. Carlisle save you up to 10 grand on every 03. Carlisle's priced exceptionally hot eclipses at just 189. Absolutely no down payment. 189 a month with absolutely zero down payment.
Now that's something to scream about.
Back by down, there's more. Carlisle's gorgeous gallants are just 179 a month with absolutely zero down payment.
And Carlisle's eclipses and gallants are loaded with air,
power windows and locks,
CD players,
you name it.
Plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
189 for eclipses, 179 a month for gallants.
Or
choose Carlisle Mitsubishi 0% financing for 6 whole years.
And if you're worried about your bad credit, forget about it. This is Carlisle Mitsubishi.
Carlisle can get virtually anybody with a pulse finance.
Well, maybe not that lunatic.
Carlisle Mitsubishi in Fairport or online at CarlisleAuto.com or by calling 586-8080 now.
Okay, all right, now you can scream.
Offers for qualified buyers. Savings example is Diamante 1735, includes additional Mitsubishi loyalty cash. Add tax and fees of 60 months, 60,000 mile eclipse galant lease payments. Number 7748 and 7596.
It's America's Money Show. Money Talk with Bob Brinker. Saturdays and Sundays at 4 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet service, call 262-2485.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton. And this... yes, this is Soundbites. Nobody's gone for the trivia question. The fabulous prize, of course, courtesy of our friends at Serverware, is a copy of Star Office 7, which is a great office suite product, comparable to, and some might even say better than, but some might not, to Microsoft Office. And the question, of course, the Trafo Data Company created and marketed an 8008-based hardware-software system for recording automobile traffic flow on the highway. Who started the company, and that is the name of all the principals. But don't forget, this version of Star Office runs on Windows and Linux, so you don't have to worry about which operating system you have.
I would say one of the neat things I was reading on the history is that they didn't actually have an 88 computer to write this software on,
mm-hmm.
so they wrote an emulator on their IBM mainframe.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Right, the emulator and the mainframe only from the specs, because they didn't really have one to tell whether or not it would work.
Then a manual.
Exactly.
For the 8088.
Whoa. That is pretty smart. You got to say that. Our next caller is Kurt from Pittsford, New York.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was down at my sister-in-law's house over Thanksgiving and took some of the ideas that you've given me around Adware and Spybot and other things you can do, like your temp files, and cleaned up her computer, and she was just fascinated.
Great.
Yeah.
I love to hear that. So you're the guru now.
Well, she called me the geek.
Mm-hmm. Is she sending us Christmas cookies?
Yeah, we work for cookies.
Maybe.
We've been known to do that.
Yeah, I mean, the holidays are coming. We will accept up here at the Wham Studio food packages.
Oh, yeah, you send them to the Wham Studio, they're never going to get to us.
No, they send them to Rob.
Send them to Rob Linton.
On Saturday.
And Dave, what do we want for the parrot? But anyway.
Right.
Food.
She said, where did you get all these ideas? So I gave them your soundbites.org website.
Mm-hmm.
It also traveled back with her daughter to Los Angeles. I got thank yous for that.
Thank you.
The local geek, though, in Washington said, well, where is something called SWAT-IT? SWAT-IT, you need SWAT-IT, too.
Do you?
Yeah, so I don't know. What is SWAT-IT?
SWAT-IT is another removal tool.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I found Adware and Spybot have handled everything. I also tried doing SWAT-IT on a couple of them and didn't SWAT anything.
Because the other ones had already cleaned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point, you can be running too many of the same type of program, and they fight each other.
Right. So. SWAT-IT is the same idea. It's an anti-Trojan, anti-bot scan and remover. It does have heuristic detection, which the other ones have. You know, it's the same problem we always have with which is the best antivirus program. There are a number of very good ones. It's just which one do you happen to like? We like Adware and Spybot. SWAT-IT is another one that is, theoretically at least, very good.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, how many do you need?
Maybe it's an East Coast, West Coast thing.
Could be an East Coast, West Coast. Well, no, he's down south. He's down in Washington, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Now, you need to tell your friends
and
your cousins and your relatives in their various cities to make contact with their local clear channel radio station.
And put sound bites on.
And find out why the heck we're not on their station.
They can carry us.
They can carry us. They just have to ask.
I'm happy to do that. Thanks,
thank you
guys.
So
thank
much.
Thank you.
That's what we like to hear. I appreciate it. We'll be hoping to hear back from Kurt about that. Any of you listening to us, by the way, via the Sound Archive, feel free to call your local Time Warner, or Time Warner, excuse me.
Clear Channel.
Clear Channel, your local Clear Channel affiliate, and get us.
I've just ruined
all chances we ever had of getting on any affiliate anywhere. Our next caller is Mike from Brighton. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Hello there. I've recently become aware that I've got a Trojan horse virus on my computer.
I'm so sorry.
And Norton keeps telling me it's okay to run my computer. When I log on, I have a notice that says cannot repair, and I click the button, the next button, and I get a notice that says file quarantined. It is now safe to use your computer. And I'm wondering...
oftentimes, Trojan horses and viruses cannot be repaired. Some viruses attach themselves to a legitimate document. So when it repairs the virus, you get your legitimate document back. If it's only a virus file or only the Trojan horse file, there's nothing to repair, and you just delete it instead of trying to quarantine it.
The real question is, why does he keep getting the question, the notice? And what it sounds like is you keep getting that Trojan again.
Sometimes these Trojans net will also, you're running Windows 98?
Yes.
Look in the WinEINI file. Sometimes they get put in there in the load or run section.
Well, the real question is, have you danced the security tango?
I think so. I mean, I think that my Norton is up to date and running. I've got Adware and Spybot. I don't know if those affect the Trojans.
Have you run Stinger? Them?
Pardon me?
Have you run Stinger?
Stinger. No, I don't believe I have Stinger.
See, there are some programs, some viruses and Trojans, that actually bypass your antivirus software.
Uh-huh.
So you need to run Stinger. You can read all about this on the Security Tango webpage.
But he's got to update also. Just downloading Spybot and Adware don't do you any good. Right. They just came out with Adware, just came out with a new updated file just this past week. So you also got to, when you start the program, there's a button on both of them to check for updates, and you got to do that periodically also.
All right, I have to look for them. They won't notify me when they're available.
No, you have to look. Yeah.
Unless you pay for the pay version.
Right.
Then
the
it auto-updates
right.
and notifies.
Right.
No, that doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, doesn't sound like me either. So you do need to be a little diligent in updating, but you should definitely run Stinger. Download the latest version. Whenever you run Stinger, download the latest version.
Well, is this affecting negatively the integrity of my computer, do you think?
It could definitely. Absolutely. Well, running Stinger will tell you that.
I see.
Go to the Security Tango webpage on our website. It's soundbites.org/tango.php, and you'll find there information on what to run in what order and why.
Uh-huh.
And that I think will help you out to do what you need to do and without running all those pieces together, you honestly can't be certain because Stinger and running in the right order. You run Stinger first because that gets rid of all of the programs, but only the programs that will bypass your regular antivirus software. Then you have to run your antivirus software to make sure your machine is clean. Then you run Adaware, which checks your whole hard drive, but not deep into the registry. Then you run SpyBot, which checks deep into the registry, but not the whole hard drive.
All right. I'm not sure I've been doing it in that order.
See, go to the website, soundbites.org, that's bytes with a Y, /tango.php. And that will, and also you'll find that off the main page, but that will give you an idea of what to do. Well, it looks to me like we're done for another week. Nobody got the trivia this week. I'm very sad to say.
Save it for next week.
I'll save it for next week.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. And we'll be back in just 1 week at 12:22, 3-ish.
What time?
P.M. 12:25 p.m.
Ooh.
Amazing, isn't it?
In the afternoon.
Exactly.
Cool.
With Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, and clearly your personal favorite, soon to be heard in Washington and Los Angeles and darn near everywhere else on Earth, as soon as, who is it, Rich does his job? Kurt. Yeah. Kurt does his job.
And other family members.
It's Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This station is participating in a contest with other radio stations owned and owned by Clear Channel Broadcasting, Inc. Both inside and outside of the station's listening area called More Cash. This multi-market contest airs beginning November 24th through December 19, 2003. No contest November 27th. Listen daily between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. After the contest triggers, broadcast with nationwide caller to 1-866-525 wins. That's 1-866-525-9467 wins. During the contest dates, you could win one of four $25,000 cash prizes, $50,000 cash prizes, $10,000 cash prizes, $5,000 cash prizes, $221,000 cash prizes. Each qualified winner also becomes a finalist in a random drawing. Select one grand finalist for a chance to win additional cash prizes and one $1 million annuity payable over 40 years. See complete rules for contest details and complete prize description. Local contesting dates may vary and times will be announced on this station. Purchase necessary. Purchase does not increase odds of winning. Participants and winners must be legal U.S. residents at least 13 years old and reside in a participating radio station or solo survey area. Winners are eligible to win only once per lifetime in a Clear Channel Radio nationwide and/or group contest. Employees and immediate family members of Clear Channel Broadcasting, Inc., other media companies, and their subsidiaries and affiliates are not eligible. Additional rules apply. Complete contest rules or, where required by law, a list of winners. Contact the main office of this station during regular business hours. January 2003, Clear Channel Broadcasting, Inc.
Legal questions or comments? Then be sure to join me, Rochester attorney Frank Sigelski, for Answers for the Injured this Sunday night at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
It's the holidays at Red Lobster.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
Get together with family. Get together with friends. Get together and create your own seafood feast at Red Lobster. Choose from 10 of our most tempting entrees. Combine any two or three and create a delicious feast that celebrates the joy of getting together. Now at Red Lobster.
Love one another, right?